only activity that every single person must do, and they think about it every single day. Breathing is involuntary, reproduction is optional, but everyone has to eat. In fact, though we rarely consider it so, food is even a major catalyst in human history. Something as simple as a sweet potato spurred population growth in early modern China. The quest for spices led directly to the accidental European discovery of the New World. Even modern warfare was made possible by advances in food technology, from Napoleon's army marching on its stomach to the soldiers' rations in World War I and II. And of course, many of the mass migrations through history were prompted by the quest for food, from prehistoric times all the way to the Irish potato famine. Moreover, because everyone has to eat, and all people make conscious choices about what they eat, it's probably the activity that reveals most about an individual or even a group of people, that person's values and fears, ambitions, and even where that person fits in a society. Tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are. This oft-heard quip comes from a 19th century book about taste by Jean-Antoine Briat-Savarin, and he was saying something extraordinarily profound about the role of food in human culture. Note, this is not the same as you are what you eat, which implies that physically